It is now time for Jasmine Sanders to tell us who our human being of the week. Somebody so benevolent, so wonderful, so humane that we feel compelled to sing on them out.
Yeah.
Tell the people who they are.
So this is so amazing. The Rangers pitcher Cole Hamels,
yeah,
and his wife, yes, Heidi.
Heidi and Cole sitting in a tree.
Well, and very rich, I might add.
Yeah.
So they were moving from their house in Texas, which by the way was a 10-bedroom, 19-bathroom home that was on the market for about $9.4 million. They were gonna put it on the market and move. Well, rather than do that, they decided to donate their home to I think it's a camp called Barnabas, which is for kids with chronic illnesses and other special needs. And so they basically just donated their home, 32,000 square feet. It's on over 100 acres of land, and they just basically
gave it to
them.
How wonderful is that? It is Barnabas Collins. Remember him from Night Shadows?
Oh, yeah, I do remember.
I don't know if I'd, you know, work with an organization that was named after a bloodsucker. If you're going to be a bloodsucker, you could just be Bank of America. But listen.
Oh, then there's that.
This is wonderful that they're going to give their home up.
Yeah.
That's how you treat people who are less fortunate. Not like Bank of America where they charge you $12, huh?
Indeed.
Isn't it amazing that they would do something like that, mm-hmm, that they would give up their home? And where poor people just move in?
Yeah. Well, it's a camp. It's a camp for these kids who have special needs.
Oh, a special needs.
Yeah, special needs camp. Right. Yeah, chronic illnesses, special needs, you know, things like that. And the house was on the market for $9.4 million.
Wow.
It's a lot of money, but
that
is a lot of money. Let's just give it to these kids.
Yeah, let's give it to somebody.
Now, they already had two camps, FYI.
They got a lot of camps, huh?
They already had two campuses already.
Who had two camps?
Camp Barnabas.
Camp Barnabas, that's rough. I don't know. If I go after a camp named after a vampire, I would wear garlic cologne all the time. I know that. What are their names again?
Cole Hamels and his wife, Heidi.
Cole and Heidi, thank you so much for exhibiting the type of humanity that we need more of in this world today. You had a home that was valued at $9.4 million, and what do? You gave it to people who are less fortunate. Isn't that something? Bank of America could learn a lot from you.
They could indeed.
Wow. Ain't that something?
Hope they're listening.
So Cole and Heidi, you are our human beings of the week, and thank you for your generosity and your humanity, and we give you the claps. I got other fingers to give to Bank of America, but that's later on. All right. We've got the Jazz Report coming up in 10 minutes on the D.L. Hughley Show.
The most laughs in your afternoon are heard here on the D.L. Hughley Show.
Colorado has revealed its first marijuana vending machine.
You hear that, Dontrell? I won't need you soon. You're going to be placed with F6. Oh, I can't wait.
This is the D.L. Hughley Show.